I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Kayla, and Kayla is a physical therapist who is evaluating a patient with shoulder pain via telehealth. The patient is unable to accurately palpate the area of maximal tenderness. What alternative method should the therapist use to localize the pain? So we have A, guide the patient through a series of active range of motion exercises to identify the painful location. B, instruct the patient to use a foam roller to identify the tender area. C, ask the patient to describe the quality of pain in different shoulder positions. And D is postpone the assessment until an in-person visit can be arranged. All right, let's go up to the top of this one. As you all see, this is telehealth, my friends. Yes, this could easily pop up on the NPTE. So we need to have a decent understanding of what are the particular protocols, what are the particular things that we need to keep in mind when it comes down to telehealth. So we're going to do that today. Sounds good? All right, let's go ahead and knock down this one. So we have Kayla is a physical therapist who is evaluating a patient with shoulder pain via telehealth. Pretty straightforward first sentence. We know that the patient has shoulder pain. We are not going to sit here and add or assume anything. Just shoulder pain, and then we know they are being seen via telehealth. So they are not in the clinic. We do not have direct hands-on assessment capabilities with this person. Remember, this is over the internet or online. Let's continue. It says the patient is unable to accurately palpate the area of maximal tenderness. Okay, stop there for a minute. On the NPTE, this is very important that you take things off face value. What are they saying to you? All right, so here it says the patient is unable to accurately palpate the area of maximal tenderness. Okay, so that's a problem because palpation is important for us to localize. Okay, what is the painful area? It helps us with diagnosis. It helps us to really narrow down what is the structure that could potentially be the problem. So this is an issue that the patient is unable to locate or palpate this area. Now, as we continue down the question, we go to the question stem next. It says, what alternative method should the therapist use to localize the pain? So as we look at this question, it's really saying, hey, patient has shoulder pain. You're not able to do a direct assessment with them. The patient is not able to accurately palpate the area. So what is a way in which you can do, again, over the internet, online, a way that you could help to localize the pain? Okay. So for those of you on the podcast, let's go through these answer choices. I want you to be confident, baby. I want you to yell out this freaking answer with confidence. Let's look at A. A says, guide the patient through a series of active range of motion exercises to identify the painful location. B, instruct the patient to use a foam roller to identify the tender area. C, ask the patient to describe the quality of pain in different shoulder positions. And D is postpone the assessment until an in-person visit can be arranged. Let's get it. Which one of these answers are you going with? You in the car, right? Head into the clinic. Which one do you got? Yell it out loud. All right. So let's take a look at A first. It says guide the patient. So that makes sense over the internet through a series of active range of motion exercises. My question to you is, would you do that? Would you guide the patient through active range of motion exercises? Is that something that is recommended, something that is within the scope of practice, all of that? The answer is yeah. There's no contraindications to doing that, right? So I like it so far. And then it says to identify the painful location. Well, can we do that? Can we guide somebody through active range of motion exercises to identify the painful location? I would say yeah. You know, if a person has shoulder pain and I'm not able to do a direct assessment with them, I can have them, hey, do shoulder flexion first. Let's go through the full range of motion or as much as you can do. Does that provoke the pain? Oh, where? Where do you feel the pain, right? And then now it becomes easier for us to determine the exact location of the tenderness. So that makes sense here. I know I can use this as an alternative method to just having the patient palpate. A makes sense to me. Are you liking A? All right. Let's go with B. B says, instruct the patient to use a foam roller to identify the tender area. All right. So some people select this answer. I don't blame you. Let's slow down and see if this is the correct one, though, if this is the best answer. It says, instruct the patient to use a foam roller to identify the painful area. Well, here's my thought process. What is a foam roller really used for? Is it used to identify painful areas? And I would say, I haven't really heard that, right? Foam rollers can be useful in, let's say, myofascial release, all right? But they're not typically used to identify specific points of tenderness. Now, when you're on the foam roller, and this is where a lot of people may get confused and select this answer, is that when you're using a foam roller, does it produce pain? The answer to that is yes. Now, the question is, are we using that foam roller in a diagnostic manner, like to diagnose or to figure out where pain is located? The answer to that is no. Typically, it's a treatment, right? And so I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to this one because it's likely not what we're looking for, all right? Let's take a look at C. C says, ask the patient to describe the quality of pain in different shoulder positions. Ah, quite a few people select this one as well. This is a toughie. Now, hold on a minute. This is my thought process here. While understanding the quality of pain is very important in any PT assessment, it is not as effective in localizing the pain. All right. So yeah, I would want to know the quality of pain. That is definitely something I want, but that's not what the question's asking me for. It's talking about being able to identify the pain's location. And so getting the quality of pain is not going to help me with what the question's asking me for. Does that make sense? All right. And so that's the reason why I'm like, having the patient describe the quality of pain is not really going to be the thing I'm looking for here. So I'm going to put an X next to C. Let's take a look at D. D says, postpone the assessment until an in-person visit can be arranged. Ooh, baby. You got to be careful here, okay? Because with these telehealth questions, oftentimes one of the answer choices will be stop what you're doing and refer the patient for an in-person visit. That is not always the correct answer. Now, in the question, it says, what alternative method should the therapist use to localize the pain? Do I have to postpone this assessment and have the patient come in order to see where the pain's located? No, there's a better answer here. I could guide the patient through a series of active range of motion exercises and then have that patient tell me where they're feeling the pain. All right. And so really that leaves me with my best answer of A, guide the patient through a series of active range of motion exercises to identify the painful location. Now, one of the rebuttals people will say to this, you know, as I brought this question up inside of our program, some people were like, well, hold on a minute. What if you do those active range of motion exercises, but then it doesn't produce the pain? And I'm like, that is very true. That could happen. But that's assuming and adding things to the question. We don't know that yet, right? The question is just asking, what alternative method can I do here? in order to potentially localize the pain. And the best answer is, like we said, guide the patient through the active range of motion exercise. So be very careful not to assume or add things. Remember, the question is just a straight up, hey, is it this or is it that? Which one should I do? All right. And so our final answer is A. Again, congratulations to those of you who learned something today. I'm super excited about that. Definitely make sure you're reaching out to us. I love to hear what you guys are taking away from each of these episodes. They're an absolute pleasure to make. And I want to thank you for the support. Now, for those of you who want to take this a step further, you're like, hey, I need some additional help with my test-taking skills. Join me over in my private Facebook group. I know I say that week after week after week. I need you in there because on Monday nights, I go live to help people dominate this MPTE. Now, let me tell you this. If you are a student, you're a PT student any year, maybe you're a new grad and you struggle with standardized testing, you feel like you're at risk for not passing the MPTE. You're someone who is caught up in the, well, what if I don't pass? You know, what if I fail? What if I don't know enough? Or what if I see questions that I don't know the answers to? And, you know, I get freaked out. If those are some of the fears that you have, you know, those are some of the things that kind of quote unquote keep you up at night. I need you to join that free private Facebook group because that's exactly the problems that we help people solve. All right. www.mptegroup.com. Lock it in your phone right now. I'd love to have you in there. And for those of you who are looking for our cheat sheets, we are producing new ones and we are actually now doing it based upon the episodes that we're releasing. So we're starting to create cheat sheets to help you with the content I'm teaching you on these podcasts. Isn't that great? You can go ahead and get 10 free cheat sheets by going to www.mptecheatsheets.com. All right. So www.mptecheatsheets.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it.
Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.